Take three. His wine is up. 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 275, and we've got plugins for custom sidebars, admin user interface, WordCamps, WooCommerce dynamic quantities, integrating Magento, and a new way to clean out old images in the media library. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Great White North and technically challenged today, I'm John Overall. And with us is...
Marcus Couch from Laguna Beach, California.
And we've got a minor bit of technical challenge today, but hey, we're getting over it and moving forward with the best we can. So we've got the usual great show for you today. And right off the top, don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you've got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner. Or if you're listening in the iTunes store, leaving us a review there.
Yeah, we do really appreciate all those reviews. They do help us out. And Google Play is another place, too, that you can find us, too. So check us out anywhere you can in terms of podcast integration. Give us that thumbs up. Give us that review. It does help to get the rankings up there, and that brings more people to the show. So we do appreciate that.
Absolutely. And, of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I, myself, making more and more of my living here consulting and helping people save time on their WordPress websites and showing them how they can do it right without all the headaches and hassles. So if you'd like to save a few bucks when you're putting together your WordPress website or setting things up or changing things out, feel free to pick up the phone. Give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And I want to encourage everybody who wants to get involved in a membership site to go to membershipcoach.com. You can also follow on Twitter at membershipcoach. We do have enrollment still open, and you can use the listener promo code WPAZ to get 33% off of your enrollment. That saves you $30 a month, so that's pretty significant. Check it out over at membershipcoach.com.
That's a great deal, folks. Learn about the membership sites. So also, this point of our show, we'd like to thank our donors. Before I do, I want to share a little bit of some stats, as I've been doing some research into our stats and trying to understand where our listeners have been coming from. And it turns out approximately one-third of our listenership comes through the iTunes store using the iOS to listen to our show. So that's a lot of you people out there that are listening through iOS that could be leaving us reviews. Please stop in there and leave us reviews. If you're using iOS, it only takes a few minutes to pop in there and leave a quick review.
Yeah, and I mean, really, a third of the audience, and I know that's thousands of people.
Yep.
So we definitely don't have thousands of reviews, so please help us out.
Yes, absolutely. That was the one thing that sort of stunned me. I was wondering, wow, do we really get that many? But yeah, we do. Hmm. All right, now I'd like to thank our donors. This week we've got no one over $50, but we'd like to thank all those of you who came in under $50. You know who you are, and thanks a lot to the new patrons who came in under $50. Much appreciated there. Please donate to the show either through the website. You can go to Patreon, become a Patreon there. If you donate more than $40 a month at Patreon, you will have access to the new WPSupport.ca membership site, which will be up and active by shortly after this show goes live. I'm about 98% there, and shortly after I finish the show's production today, I'll finish off the WP Support website and launch it live. The membership site will be available with forums, a store, members-only content, some of which is still in production, but more and more is coming. There's going to be training videos specific for the WordPress plugins that we we review here on the show. It's also going to have some custom plugins that I've had developers develop for me, and I'm going to put them up in the store, and members will be able to gain access to a special code which will allow them to download the plugin for free. Otherwise, the plugins will cost money. So more and more things will be coming to you, the listeners of the show, and for those of you who support the show through monthly donations. So stay tuned for more coming up. And thanks a lot to all your donors out there.
Absolutely. That donation does not go into our pockets. John and I are not having pizza parties with your money. We are putting 100% of it back into the show, back into transcriptions of the show. And people would wonder, why would you bother with transcriptions when you have a podcast? Well, there are a lot of hearing impaired people out there that still use WordPress that can't hear podcasts.
Yep.
So why not give them the opportunity to read our reviews? And that's exactly what we're doing.
Absolutely. And some people, even if they listen, they like to be able to go back and read it over.
Yeah. So we feel it's a vital part of the show.
Yep.
In terms of those transcriptions, and they do, it does cost money for that, and we appreciate that. Bandwidth, things like, hosting, all that kind of stuff, that adds up. So we want to make sure that all of our expenses are covered. We think that we do a really good job in providing you quality content, and that's all we ask for, is just for a little bit back in terms of a donation, or if you want to join the Patreon account over at patreon.com/WPPlugins A to Z, we would greatly appreciate a monthly recurring donation to help keep things funded.
Absolutely. That value for value, folks. So if you get value out of the show, it saves you $5. Got to be worth at least five minutes. Got to be at least worth $5 to you.
Yeah.
All right. This week here, we've got a couple of other great pieces of news and information on WordPress. There's a piece that's going to be in the show notes. You can watch Marcus at his presentation at WordCamp LA for his membership site success strategies. So check it out. The video is going to be up on the website and link to it. You can watch him on WordPress TV. But give it a good check out, folks. It's a great little presentation. So.
Yeah, it was they edited it down to about 20 minutes. The total session was, I think, 45 minutes, which that did kind of stun me that presentation part was only 20 minutes. God, it felt like an hour. But I took a lot of questions in the room. The room was filled, so it was a lot of questions and answers. I wish they would have recorded those, but they didn't.
They didn't record questions and answers. Oh, that's a bummer.
No. So, but it's a decent speech. I wish that they would have also included the slides in that, but no inclusion yet. I did provide it to them in terms of WordPress TV, so hopefully that'll be up there soon.
Excellent. Okay, and a couple of other articles. One piece of news for those of you who buy themes at ThemeForest. ThemeForest has expanded the price cap on their pricing, and authors can go up to $1 million for their stuff now if they want, but at one point here, we've got the first ever ThemeForest has jumped up to $225 for the theme. It's a couple of good articles in here, one from WP Tavern, one from WPIN.me, and they discuss the ins and outs of ThemeForest pricing being expanded to where the authors can charge what they feel they can get for their themes and other things in there. So check it out. It's a pretty good discussion. And weigh in with it if you feel the need.
And also remember, some people actually reduced the price of their theme after what happened was Envato allowed plugin developers and theme developers now to set their own price.
Yep.
And that was not the case previously.
Yeah.
So that's good, because actually you're going to start to see a lot of sales and stuff like that on, discounted sale. On a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So
well, you'll see.
Keep your eyes to it, but it may fail miserably. Who knows?
Who knows? It may fail. It may succeed. It all depends. So check it out. It's going to be kind of interesting to watch how it unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this week here, we've got a little bit of listener feedback. And remember, folks, at this point in the show, you want to participate, drop in on the website, leave us a little speak pipe. We will play it here on the show, share your information, your tidbits, your good things. If you want to give us a plug-in review, any of those things there, send them to us. We will share them with you. But this week here, we've got a piece from Greg Hyatt, and we're going to go ahead and take it away from Greg. I just got to bring that piece back up to where I can play it. Technicals. All right, off we go. Take it away, Greg.
Hi, Marcus and John. This is Greg Hyatt from creativewebsitedesign.us. Marcus, I know you're a huge fan of the X theme and the builder that's contained within it. Recently, I come across a new page builder, which I found extremely engaging, which is called Elementor. I highly recommend that you gentlemen check that particular plugin out and play with it. And the fact is that it's free. And the amount of features and capabilities that it offers as a page builder is beyond phenomenal. I was highly impressed with it. Of course, I'd used Xtheme myself. I like their page builder, but once I used Elementor...
Away from Greg, I just got to bring that piece back up to where I can play it. Technicals. All right, off we go. Take it away, Greg.
Hi, Marcus and John. This is Greg Hyatt from creativewebsitedesign.us. Marcus, I know you're a huge fan of the X theme and the builder that's contained within it. Recently, I come across a new page builder, which I found extremely engaging, which is called Elementor. I highly recommend that you gentlemen check that particular plugin out and play with it. And the fact is that it's free. And the amount of features and capabilities that it offers as a page builder is beyond phenomenal. I was highly impressed with it. Of course, I've used Xtheme myself. I like their page builder, but once I used Elementor and seen all that it can do, I was highly impressed. So I do encourage you to check it out. Gentlemen, thanks for the show. Y'all do some amazing work. Have a great day.
All right. Well, thanks a lot there, Greg. We greatly appreciate that. And I will try to take a look at Elementor. I'm kind of tied into a couple of theme builders now with the themes I've been using. But I may give it a good review. Who knows?
Yeah, I'll check it out on a stage site or something like that. That sounds pretty intriguing, actually, especially since you've already used the thing that I use now and find that this is so much more valuable. So I'll definitely check it out. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks a lot for sharing it with the rest of our audience, Greg. We appreciate it. Okay, and I've also got a note here about the plugin I reviewed in last episode, the WP Backend File Search and Editor Tweaks. Austin from the plugin has provided us with a special code only for WP plugin listeners, where you can get 60% off the price of the plugin. The code is WPAZ60. And it expires at the end of October, and you can get the plugin for only $5. So it's a hell of a deal for this great plugin that I reviewed last episode. So check it out, folks, and if you like the plugin, use this code and get yourself some savings on it.
Yeah, and by the way, that's nothing that we initiated.
No,
that was just us doing a review, the developer of the plugin then contacting us and making good with that promo code. That's really nice.
He offered it up. I said, send it, and we'll promote it. So there it is.
Great.
We don't even get any kickback on it.
No. On $5, I don't want kickback.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is there's no paid promotion on this. It's just we're doing it because we're trying to help people out.
That's right.
So if you're a plugin developer, you send us a good plugin and you want to sell it and you want to give us a code, we'll happily share it with our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, that pretty much brings us to the meat and potatoes part of the show. Shall we dive into it?
All right, let's rock.
Off we go. Okay, the first plugin I've got this week here is called Custom Sidebars. And it's a freemium plugin from WPMU Dev. So they do have a paid version of this plugin. And what the custom sidebars is for is to allow you to create new widgeted areas on your website that you can then apply to anywhere in your website. You can apply it down to the user level. You can have the widget appear on specific posts or pages. You can have it show for specific categories. You can have it display everywhere. You can put it in a footer. You can put it for memberships. There's all kinds of ways to use this. If you need even more customizations, they do have a pro version, which allows you to assign the widget to specific user roles, such as editors or administrators. You can also then create clones of these widgets to share across other websites that you might work on. So you can sync the widgets across websites, import and export custom sidebars, and even more. It's really great when you move on into the pro version of it. Of course, you got to become a member of WPMU Dev, which is quite affordable now. But all in all, a pretty great plugin. I've tested out both versions of it. The free version, I give it a 4 dragon rating, and the pro version, it gets a top 5 dragon rating. There we go.
Awesome. All right. The first one I've got today is a WooCommerce plugin, and it is called Dynamic Quantity Table. Now, you can set up different pricing tiers based on how many items somebody orders, so that if you order, like, you know, 1 to 3, the price is $10. Order, you know, 4 to 7, it's going to be $9, on and on and on, quantity discounts. What's nice is this plugin actually creates a table and displays it within the product page itself to show you the complete breakdown, so that you can see what the different prices and the quantity breakdowns are right next to the product. Really cool plugin, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Ooh, very nice. Nice it way is to nice. Do things.
Yeah.
The next plugin I've got here is called WP Admin UI Plus Pro. So this is another one that's got a free version and a pro version that was sent in to us by Benjamin Dennis at WPAdminUI.net. He sent us in the pro version to test out, and of course I didn't realize that you actually needed to install the free version before you can use the pro version. So at any rate, they have a free version. The free version is pretty nice, and what it does, it allows you to do some pretty thorough customizations of the WordPress UI. It allows control over items such as the image quality of images being uploaded to the media library. You can add columns such as dimensions, EXIF info, and more. If you have multiple types of files, you can add filtering. It can be a real time saver. You can get customizations for the login screen, which they have my new favorite checkbox, which allows you to disable logging in by email, and so much more. The thoroughness of this plugin in the pro version, which is what I tested out, is very extensive. It allows so much customizations. You can change the headers, the admin bar, who can see what pieces. It's just a very thorough plugin. I didn't get the price on it, but it looks like it's probably worth what they're charging for it. So, of course, pro version, top dragon rating, gave it a 5 here. Check it out, WP Admin UI Plus Pro.
Excellent. Good job on that. Okay, the next one is an experimental plugin that I just toyed with a little bit. You can try it for yourself and see how it works for you. Really depends on what your site structure is and how you've used media. But this is called Clean Unused Media. And what it does is it scans all of the uploaded media to your site, and it finds the media that is not attached to anything. And it works with posts, pages, thumbnails, favicons, custom post types, advanced custom fields, all of that. It scans all of it and then gives you the option to delete media that you have in the installation, but you're not using. And that happens a lot, because sometimes you'll upload an image and then you'll go and say, okay, that's not the size I want. And then you'll upload another image. And then the other one that's out of place that you didn't want there to begin with is still there. And so this helps to find those, locate them, and exterminate them. So this one gets a 4 out of 5 rating.
Very nice. Sounds like a great way to clean up the media library and help keep your file count down, which some hosting providers limit you to the number of files you have in your website.
Yes. I have a site that is for a client that I'm going to try this on in a stage capacity. So that means I'm going to move it to a stage site and then test this.
Oh, nice.
And it has 90,000 images in the media library, so hopefully I can
clean it up a little.
Clean it up, yes.
Absolutely. So great plug in there, folks. Okay, the final one I've got here today is called WordCamp Dashboard Widget. It's a free plugin located in the WordPress repository, and it's a simple plugin. And what it does is it will show you all the upcoming and past WordCamps for the year that are listed at WordCamp.com or .org website. It shows them in your dashboard as a widget. And it's a pretty decent way to find the information out. What I felt could be improved with this plugin is having the ability to display it on your website. When I saw it initially, I hoped, hey, this would be a cool way to show folks what the WordCamps up and coming are on the website. It turns out it only works in your admin dashboard at the moment. So other than that, great little plugin, very simple, helping you find out where the WordCamps are, when they're coming up, or which ones have already gone by. Check it out, WordCamp Dashboard Widget. I gave it a 3-dragon rating.
Yeah, that bummed me out, too. I thought that was something we could use for our show site.
That's what I was going to do with it. I was going to put it up on the show site.
Yep. All right, finally, those of you that work with Magento, it is a WordPress. It's not like WooCommerce. It's actually its own platform. So it's just like WordPress in the sense that you install it almost the same way with PHP and MySQL and things like that, but it's separated. And a lot of people use Magento because it's relatively powerful and what it can do. It does have sort of its own theme system and all of that. If you wanted to work with either yourself or a client that's using Magento too, it's really nice to be able to integrate that into WordPress. So, thus this plugin. It's called Magento 2 WordPress Integration, and here's what it does. It integrates the two together so that users are cross-pollinated between both sites, and you have a unified user experience. It shares session and cart data, navigation menus, header, footer, products, layout elements, and all of the static blocks that is available in Magento, and you can insert it into WordPress with a short code, nice. Which I thought was really nice. So this gives you the ability to, if you find somebody that has Magento and they're trying to use it for their entire structure of their company presence or website or whatever, and you want to pitch them to be able to do a WordPress back end, front end, whatever you want to call it, this is a great plugin to do that. It's called Magento 2 WordPress Integration, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, those sorts of things are needed more and more these days.
Yes, there's so much in terms of compatibility or incompatibility, mm-hmm. rather, when you deal with other platforms outside of the WordPress ecospace. And this is something that helps to bridge that gap. So check it out.
All right. Well, this week up, I covered custom
Cyborgs.
Custom sidebars, which I gave a 4 and a 5 to. WP Admin UI Plus Pro, which I gave a 5 to. And then WordCamp Dashboard Widget, which I gave a 3 to.
And I talked about WooCommerce Dynamic Quantity Tables, gave that one a 4. Clean Unused Media gets a 4. And Magento to WordPress Integration also gets a 4.
Okay, and sharing this space with a great nonprofit society, and it's just starting out, and it's in Washington State, called Kitsap Advocacy Resources Education Services. And what they do is help with advocacy for those who are in need. You can visit them at kitsapadvocacycares.org. A really great organization, nonprofit, just getting started. So check them out, folks, and help support them. Either if you're in need or you know someone's in need, refer them to it if you live in Washington State. And also, I'd like to take a moment here to wish all of my Canadian listeners, all the Canadian listeners out there, happy Thanksgiving. So our Thanksgiving's coming up next Monday. So
oh, outstanding. All right. Well, another reminder is the membership coach program is your go-to resource for all the training, advice, and support you need to develop and grow a profitable membership site. So head on over to membershipcoach.com and sign up for the first sessions. And you can join as low as $67 a month when you use promo code WPAZ and follow the membership coach at Membership Coach on Twitter.
All right. And, of course, user reminders, if you're listening to us on iTunes, please leave us a review. We know thousands of you are, so please go give us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. If you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs-up button in the corner. And also Google AirPlay. You can check us out there now.
All right. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john at wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, at membershipcoach.com, and find me on Twitter at marcuscouch. Also, remember to follow this show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.